This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Relief on the way. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It is Wednesday, March 25th. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Senate leaders and Trump administration officials have reached an agreement on a package to help families and businesses get through the coronavirus restrictions.
President Trump is optimistic that much of the country can reopen in the next 2.5 weeks. But health experts caution that's not a firm date.
Are you anticipating trouble with your mortgage because you've been laid off or had your hours cut? We'll have three strategies to consider.
And why grocery stores have had trouble matching our demand during the pandemic.
The retailers have spent the last 2 decades trying to make their whole supply chain more profitable. And a big part of that was getting rid of excess inventory. You know, they didn't want to have a rainy day fund of food, essentially, because it costs money to store that in warehouses and trucks.
Annie Gasparo with the Wall Street Journal on supermarkets getting burned by just-in-time delivery. Congressional leaders and the Trump administration struck a deal in the wee hours of this morning on a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package designed to help the economy through the coronavirus lockdowns. The legislation will provide checks to many Americans laid off, expand unemployment insurance, offer hundreds of billions in loans to both small and large businesses, and give healthcare providers more resources. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The federal government will pay your salary, your full salary, for now 4 months. We had asked for 4 months, and 4 months looks like what we're going to get.
Americans who qualify for the most aid would get $1,200 each, or an average of $3,000 per family. Investors welcome the news, with stocks skyrocketing. The Dow Industrials were up 2,100 points, more than 11%. The S&P 500 rose 9%. The NASDAQ climbed 8%. The Senate will vote on the measure later today, then the House. It's not clear how realistic it is, but President Trump told Fox News he hopes to have the country reopened by Easter, which is just 18 days from today. That's considerably sooner than what many public health experts have recommended in battling the spread of COVID-19.
Our decision will be based on hard facts and data as to the opening. I'm also hopeful to have Americans working again by that Easter, that beautiful Easter day.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says there was not a firm plan to reopen by Easter.
You can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do.
Mr. Trump and others are trying to balance the public health benefits of coronavirus restrictions against the broad economic pain they're causing. Unemployment claims, which are reported this week, are expected to have soared. Well, how do we make sense of these different interventions by Congress and the Federal Reserve to limit the damage to the economy by the new coronavirus and the government restrictions that come with it? Liz Claman, anchor of the Claman Countdown on Fox Business, is here to explain in depth. Liz, what's the Fed done here?
In the past, you had the former Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke talk about helicopter money, where you just dumped dollar bills from a helicopter. I mean, right. It was... obviously, he was joking around. That was in the past during the financial crisis. This is more like a C-130 cargo jet opening the back holes and dumping bales of money. Okay.
And so I know it's designed to help the financial markets, right? But there are millions of Americans aren't even in the stock market at all. Why should they care?
Well, they should care because they have possibly 401ks, they've got pensions, they've got maybe 529s. There also is the reality where they have bank accounts and maybe money markets. So what the Federal Reserve's chairman, Jerome Powell, basically said was a whatever it takes moment. And it signaled, the central bank signaled, that they would do just about anything extending loans to both big and small businesses. They would buy up unlimited amounts of government debt to help the American economy, because the American economy is really based on funding markets. It's hard to explain, but medium to large-sized businesses, when they make payroll, it's not from the cash they have in their coffers. They borrow on overnight. It's called the repo market, or the overnight Fed funds futures lending, et cetera. It gets very complicated, but they borrow overnight to make payroll and to pay their vendors. And then once the money comes in from their revenue and what they're selling to their customers, they then refill the coffers. So if you have the so-called commercial paper market, that's what it's called, start to freeze up, which is what we saw during the financial crisis, that could become a complete and utter disaster. So what you're seeing now is the Fed basically turning itself into a commercial bank instead of a central bank. They're basically just lending to everybody.
We're speaking with Liz Claman. She's anchor of the Claman Countdown on Fox Business. So this whatever it takes approach, is it the correct strategy at this point in time?
Well, it's the correct strategy for the Federal Reserve, but keep in mind that the Fed is not the firefighter of last resort. They can't show up to every five-alarm fire and then every one-alarm fire, you know, every stovetop fire. They can't do everything. So now we're waiting for Congress to get together on packages, and, you know, there have been a few stumbling blocks on that, and as they hammer things out, it truly becomes a race against time, because a lot of Americans have been laid off, millions, as the entire economy gets stun-gunned. You know, go outside. You look at your corner store, shut down. Go outside and you look at your restaurants, and they're just doing curbside, if at all. And that's only, you know, for each restaurant, that's 8% of their business. So they're having to lay off all of their workers. Those people whom they have laid off are stuck.
What do you think it is, Liz, ultimately that investors want, since the markets have gone south so much the past couple of weeks?
Right. You've seen some days where we've been down 1,000 points, some days where we've been up 1,000 points. Let me be very clear. There are going to be more of those. A bottoming out process for the markets is that a process. It is not a single aha, you know, amazing moment. It's not that. It is not a eureka, yay.
Okay.
Here's what is going to eventually force a bottom. A eureka moment in finding a vaccine or a treatment. And they are working 25/7, forget 24/7, to try and come up with that. But until we see that, and until we see that so-called bell curve of cases start to plateau, I'm just telling people, you can listen to all the pundits you want on the air saying, oh, look, yay, the Congress signed this or the Fed did that. We're going to get a lot of bad economic data that will shock the markets once again. We're going to get a labor report for the month of March relatively soon. And these are going to be gut punches for the market.
Thanks, Liz. Liz Claman, anchor of the Claman Countdown on Fox Business. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
For the ones who forge metal and those with nerves of steel. For the ones who burn the midnight oil and the ones who rise with the sun. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, with over 250 local branches and a team of specialists available 24/7 to help you solve any challenge. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for being with us. Anyone leaving the New York metro area is being urged to self-isolate for 14 days to avoid spreading the novel coronavirus to other parts of the country. Vice President Mike Pence said those individuals should monitor their temperature and any symptoms, and said the administration would continue to surge resources to New York. With more than 25,000 cases, New York has emerged as the epicenter of the crisis nationwide, with the highest and fastest rate of infection. Governor Andrew Cuomo says infections are doubling every 3 days.
Flatten the curve, flatten the curve. We haven't flattened the curve and the curve is actually increasing.
He expects a peak in cases in 2 weeks, earlier than anticipated. Meantime, Mr. Cuomo says the state's 53,000 hospital beds fall drastically short of the estimated 140,000 that are needed. 60% of all new virus cases in the U.S. are coming from New York, which has sharply increased its levels of testing in recent days. This portion of the program is brought to you by Harry's. How many guys you think are overpaying for razors? Well, at least 10 million guys thought they were, because now they're getting a great shave and a fair price from Harry's. And when I say it's a great shave, I speak from experience. 5 sharp blades in a simple ergonomic design that I can depend on every day for a smooth, comfortable shave. I also flip the razor around and use an extra special blade for sideburns and my goatee. Try it now and save, and if you don't like it, you'll get a full refund with Harry's 100% quality guarantee. Harry's has a terrific offer right now for listeners of our show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code DEAL at harrys.com. That's HARRYS.com. You get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3. Plus, there's free shipping when you use the code DEAL at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys, including my dad, my son, me, my friends, who've already switched, and go to harrys.com today. Use the code DEAL at checkout to claim your offer. Again, harrys.com, and use the code DEAL. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Here's Jennifer Koshenko.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The White House and Senate leaders of both parties announced agreements early this morning on unprecedented emergency legislation to rush sweeping aid to businesses, workers, and a healthcare system slammed by the coronavirus pandemic. It's the largest economic rescue measure in history and is intended as a weeks or months-long patch for an economy spiraling into recession. It still needs to be voted on by the full Senate.
Number two.
The Dow Industrial Average surged to its best day since 1933 yesterday as Congress and the White House neared a deal to inject nearly $2 trillion of aid into the economy. Liz Klayman of Fox Business News.
A bottoming out process for the markets is that. A process. It is not a single aha, amazing moment. It's not a eureka, yay. A eureka moment in finding a vaccine or a treatment.
The Dow gained 2,113 points or 11.4%.
Number three.
President Trump's weighing how to refine nationwide physical distancing guidelines to put some workers back on the job even as the nation copes with the pandemic. Trump told a Fox News town hall he wants things up and running in a few weeks.
We're going to look at it. We'll only do it if it's good. And maybe we do sections of the country. We do large sections of the country. That could be too.
Health experts warn the highly infectious disease is certain to continue spreading for many more weeks or months. Hospitals are gearing up to test if a century-old treatment used to fight off pre-vaccine epidemics of flu, measles, and other infections might work for COVID-19, too, using blood donated from patients who have recovered. Doctors in China attempted the first treatments using infusions of donated plasma. Now, U.S. hospitals are seeking government permission for formal studies to test antibody-rich plasma in the sick. After days of mounting pressure, Tokyo 2020 organizers bowed to the inevitable and postponed the games to next year due to the rapidly spreading outbreak. Now Japan faces the unenviable task of reorganizing the events with every aspect thrown into chaos, from venues to security and accommodation. The change also, of course, creates issues for thousands of athletes. Track star Lolo Jones spoke with ESPN.
It directly hurts me in my career because I honestly don't know if my body has another year to train for the Olympics, but it's what needed to be done.
Japan had billed the 2020 Games as the Recovery Olympics and planned to showcase reconstruction in the northeastern part of the country that were devastated by the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Thank you, Jen. So one more year for Yolo Jones might put her over the edge. That's a shame. 23 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. If the terror attacks of 9/11 made us think differently about how we protect ourselves, the coronavirus pandemic may make us think differently about how we work as both employees and managers. In-depth analysis now from Darren Martin, workplace culture consultant and founder and CEO of the Global Company Culture Association. He's based in Dallas. Darren, how do you see it?
Yeah, so I think it's causing them, forcing them to take a look at how they're managing in the first place. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, how are they going to get people to work without the boss being around? And ultimately, I think this gives a whole new perspective on this thing called work. So managers can still have touch points. They can still support, be encouraging, do what they need to as a good manager to make sure that their people have what they need and they're getting what they need.
And that would mean what?
So I think putting together, I mean, we're fortunate to live in an age with technology. We can, you know, you can still have regular touch points electronically and so forth. But the American worker in many, many cases has been screaming for, give us an opportunity to work from home. You know, the average commute is 29 minutes each way, which means some people are in the car for an hour and a half. And all the research goes back to, you know, a Stanford study in 2015 shows that people actually work harder. They perform, they work more hours when they're working from home. Mm. And so I think it's a grand opportunity for what's been called the, you know, biggest experiment in workplace in America.
So from a manager's perspective, you have to, I guess at the very basic level, agree or outline how everybody's going to communicate, right? Whether it's going to be text or email or some other platform.
Absolutely. And set some standards, put some things in place. I think daily touch points, you know, a lot of places have daily stand-ups where they get together at 9 and everybody just, you know, it's short and brief. But that could certainly happen on the phone, could happen on a connected line. And then maybe close of the day, hey, what was your biggest frustration? What was your biggest win? And an opportunity to give people to really operate on their own and see what they put out there.
We're speaking with Darren Martin, workplace culture consultant, also founder of the Global Company Culture Association. He's headquartered in Dallas. We're talking about the challenges of working remotely for employees and managers. From an employee perspective, I guess you could really set yourself apart for good or for bad in this environment.
100%. How you prove yourself in this environment is going to say a lot about your character and about, you know, what you're cut out of. And if you just are home watching the news all day, worrying and, you know, curled up in a corner, that's not the right approach. You've got opportunities to do some things that you can't do normally when you're in the office. Get some online training, maybe explore some things. And what you want is when you go back to the office that you're bringing back a treasure trove for the company of things you've learned, things you've done, new systems maybe that you've developed, and just show that, hey, here's what I did while I was away.
Thanks, Darren. That is Darren Martin, workplace culture consultant, CEO of the Global Company Culture Association. 30 minutes now after the hour. With home security, there are two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way where you wait weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. Two-time winner of CNET Editor's Choice Award. With SimpliSafe, outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. For the inside, there are entry, motion, and glass break sensors. Plus, you'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7. I set mine up in less than 30 minutes, and it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. It's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Go to simplisafe.com/GordonDeal today, and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure to go to simplisafe.com/GordonDeal. That's simplisafe.com/GordonDeal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Wednesday, March 25. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. White House and Senate leaders reach agreement on a coronavirus stimulus package. Leaving New York, government wants you to self-quarantine for 14 days. Stocks post their biggest one-day gains in nearly 90 years. India tells its 1.3 billion residents to stay indoors. First responders on the front lines of the coronavirus can now get free meals from Uber and discounted rides. NFL teams must close their facilities by tonight. And the generous gesture by a pizza shop owner in New Jersey. That story in about 20 minutes. food sellers in the U.S. spent years making their supply chains efficient. Then a pandemic hit and the strategy backfired. Annie Gasparo, food reporter at the Wall Street Journal, says for many items this month, months of product sold out in days. She says the run has exposed the downside of the food industry's push to hold less stock in warehouses and operate fewer, fuller trucks to increase profit margins. Annie, explain.
The retailers led by really Amazon and Walmart have spent the last two decades trying to make their whole supply chain more profitable. And a big part of that was getting rid of excess inventory. You know, they didn't want to have a rainy day fund of food, essentially, because it costs money to store that in warehouses and trucks. And so they tried to just make food just as it was needed and get it to the stores just in time. And that effort really boosted profits, but it did not prepare them for the kind of surge in demand that we saw in the past 2 weeks from this pandemic.
There was one guy you quoted in your story. I think he said that there was one, maybe a grocery store that sold 3 months of food in 10 days or something crazy like that.
Yeah. And back, you know, 10, 20 years ago, the grocery stores would keep on hand 3 months worth of food. So that wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But now they only keep about 4 to 6 weeks of inventory on hand. So to be selling through 3 months plus in a matter of 10 days or, you know, less than 2 weeks, that just is not, there's no way that they could keep the shelves stocked at that rate.
Boy, I think you referenced it in the story, but it's like all computer models now that helped guide inventory managers here are just out the window.
Yes, the industry has been very proud of the sophisticated forecasting tools that they've started using in recent years. And what they realized is that those tools, those algorithms, can't react to or predict the kind of demand that we saw. So it really snowballed. And now the CEOs and top executives at the food companies are talking directly to the buyers and executives at the grocery stores. And they're all just making plans in real time, redirecting inventory, redirecting trucks, skipping different steps in the supply chain just to get stuff on shelves faster.
We're speaking with Annie Gasparo, food reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called Grocers Stopped Stockpiling Food, Then Came Coronavirus. All right, so you touched on it there. General Mills, you said, is one of these producers that is skipping a step. How are they doing it? What are they doing?
Well, when I spoke to the CEO there, Jeff Hemming, he was explaining to me that they normally take the food from their factory to their warehouse, then it goes to the grocery store's warehouse, and then to the grocery store. And they have started taking it directly from factories to the grocery store warehouse. And so they're skipping their own warehouse, and that speeds things up. But it can also cause traffic jams at these grocery stores and the grocery store warehouses because you have long lines of trucks just waiting to unload because there's only so many loading docks.
All right, so the CEO of Kraft Heinz told you, too, that there's the potential for the whole system to buckle under the pressure. What would that mean?
He is really describing a few different ways that the supply chain could collapse. And he said his biggest fear was that either these warehouses that the grocery stores operate to fulfill orders at all of their individual stores, that they would just collapse and their system would not be able to handle all this inventory, or that the shipping industry might not have enough trucks to get everything to where it needs to go, or on the factory level, if workers get sick and no one can go to work, or if there are more extreme lockdowns and factory workers can't be allowed to go into the factories to work, that would collapse our ability to produce food. So that's why you're seeing a lot of different state and local governments say that they are giving exemptions to food manufacturers as they are essential businesses, and the same for the grocery store, so that those workers are still allowed to go into work even when there are shelter-in-place orders.
Thanks, Annie. Annie Gasparo, food reporter at the Wall Street Journal. By the way, there are more ways than ever now to connect to America's First News. You can download the This Morning with Gordon Deal app from the Apple or Google app stores. You can also tell Alexa, Google, or Siri to play This Morning with Gordon Deal. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. America's First News. When inspiration strikes, you should too. But how? What's the first step to bring your idea to life? Because finding the right freelancer for your business idea or project can be daunting. How can you find a quality freelancer you can afford? And how can you be sure they'll deliver? There's one easy answer to all of these questions: Fiverr. With Fiverr, you get more done with less. Fiverr connects you with freelancers who offer hundreds of services, from graphic design and copywriting to web programming, film editing, voiceover, and more. You can search by service, by deadline, by price, or reviews, and you can be confident to find quality talent you can count on at a price that's right for you. No negotiating necessary. Take five and check out Fiverr.com. That's Fiverr.com. Do it now and save 10% on your first order when you use my code Gordon. Fiverr, the fast, affordable way to bring your inspiration to life. Go to Fiverr.com and use the code Gordon to save 10%. That's Fiverr.com. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Wednesday. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we know among the many challenges faced by quarantining Americans during the pandemic is dating, with it being very difficult, as you can imagine, to get to know someone from more than the required 6 feet away, and contact with strangers being very much frowned upon. That's where a little ingenuity comes in, and one Brooklyn photographer has gone viral for just that. Jeremy Cohen posted a video on Twitter showing him using a drone to snag a date with a woman dancing on the roof of the building next to him, thereby adhering to the CDC-recommended social distancing requirements. In the video, Jeremy explained that after first waving to the woman, he sent his drone over with his phone number attached to a piece of paper. And that bit of high-tech romance seemed to work, since he says he got a text back from her an hour later. The video has been watched nearly 6 million times and has gotten some mixed reactions. Plenty of people thought the gesture supremely romantic and wished them well. Others were wary of just how sanitary the whole operation was, wondering if he made sure to disinfect the drone before and after his flight.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is something to think about now, right? We're all thinking about that now. Yeah.
All right, let's not get hung up on that too much. How about just the whole idea?
Yes.
This guy cleverly
spots
this woman dancing on the roof and sends up his drone.
Right. And let's be clear. He made some contact with her beforehand. She waved and smiled at him beforehand.
Okay.
She didn't just send the drone over and surprise her with it. Although the video is kind of funny because she looks obviously a little wary of it, as it's, you know, because there's a camera obviously on the drone as it's landing, and you can see her kind of stepping back, and she's smiling but kind of also a little sheepish too. Like, what is going on here? You know, what is happening?
Wow.
So, but she did seem receptive to him doing this. He didn't do this coldly, if you know what I'm saying.
Got it. So she texts him an hour later.
Yeah, that was the other thing too.
If I'm him, I'm thinking it hasn't gone too well.
That must have been a long hour, right? Him
just
sitting around there with nothing else to do, waiting for her to text.
Well, as we know, our schedules are clear right now.
Right.
So it wasn't like he had anything else to do other than wait.
I guess he wasn't, looking at his watch, having to go to an appointment or something.
She's playing hard to get, perhaps.
Yeah.
But I love all this stuff that is beginning to emerge. Like, there was a story the other day about how with dating now, these prospective couples are having to talk for so long on the telephone and get to know each other by telephone instead of just showing up at a bar and just hooking up that night or something.
The art of the telephone conversation is making a definite comeback here for all of us, but especially for dating people.
And the other thing I want to try is something I saw a friend of mine post on Facebook, which I think other families are doing, and that is like having a full-on dress-up dinner.
Right.
Where everybody gets all dolled up, but it's just your family. And you just sit down and do your own fancy dinner at home, all dressed up. That's on my list of things to do.
That is coming very soon.
Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Don't forget, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, at Gordon Deal. As the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic begin to hit home, many Americans are worried about how they'll make their mortgage payments. The good news is mortgage lenders are quickly making accommodations. Fortune.com put together steps you can take. Number one, mortgage forbearance. Most lenders will offer a forbearance. However, it often only kicks payments down the road, so you could be expected to deliver all the missed payments as well as the current one in a lump sum. Be sure to ask for details. Number two, mortgage modification. This enables you to skip payments for a set period, then pay them back in a variety of different ways. In a best-case scenario, a lender will add the missed months to the end of your mortgage, extending the life of the loan but not creating a financial hardship for you. And number three, lender mortgage deferment plans. Major mortgage lenders are handling deferment requests in different ways. Their mortgage assistance websites can offer some basic information. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Lawmakers in the Trump administration have reached an agreement on a $2 trillion stimulus package aimed at shielding the economy from the worst consequences of the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
After days of intense discussions, the Senate has reached a bipartisan agreement on a historic relief package for this pandemic.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
To all Americans, I say, help is on the way. Big help and quick help.
Legislation will provide direct financial checks to many people, expand unemployment insurance, offer billions in loans to businesses, and provide healthcare workers with additional resources.
Number two.
Trump administration officials are urging anyone leaving the New York metro area to self-isolate for 14 days to avoid spreading the virus to other parts of the country. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The rate of infection is going up. It is spiking. The apex is higher than we thought, and the apex is sooner than we thought. That is a bad combination of facts.
Number three.
FEMA says it ultimately did not have to use the Defense Production Act to secure medical equipment needed to fight the pandemic, reversing an announcement by the head of the agency yesterday morning. FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor had said the Trump administration would formally implement the emergency measure to help access 60,000 test kits. Last night, FEMA said it procured the kits from private companies without invoking the act. Some 1,700 inmates have been released from Los Angeles County jails in response to the outbreak, reducing the inmate population by 10%. So far, no one in the county's jail system has tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 70% of the fresh produce sold in the U.S. contains residues of legal, though potentially harmful, chemical pesticides. That word from the Environmental Working Group, which has released its annual lists of Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 to help consumers make good choices. The dirtiest of all isn't a fresh fruit or vegetable, it's raisins. Other on the dirty list include strawberries, spinach, kale, nectarines, and apples. Among the cleanest, avocados, corn, pineapple, onions, and eggplants.
Wow. That's why maybe you should just eat more pizza. Not, no
really. Pesticides.
Yeah, no chemical pesticides sprayed on pizza.
That's a good point.
Right? Mm-hmm. Haters will say pizza's not grown in the wild. The owner of a pizza shop in New Jersey has made the ultimate commitment to his employees as the economy grapples with restrictions put in place to counter the coronavirus outbreak. Brian Morin, the owner of Federico's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Belmar along the Jersey Shore, opened a $50,000 line of credit in order to continue paying his employees.
All my employees are like extended members of my own family. I have some guys that have been working with me for 19 years, two guys 15 years. My store manager's been here for 12 years. And it just seemed like the right thing to do.
That was from his appearance on Fox News. Federico's is not shut down, but like all other restaurants in New Jersey, is limited to just takeout or delivery. Said he secured the funding to guarantee his employees, no matter what, will continue to be able to pay their bills. He says you got to take care of your employees. Without them, you don't have a business. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.